Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back, everyone. Hour number two, The Drive, here on KFH Radio. Happy to have you with us. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, as well as our producer and engineer, Max Power. The picks that we made on Thursday of last week, still dependent on the one game tonight. I was the one who picked Baltimore, a 3.5-point favorite. I pick them to cover that spread. I don't know why I did that, because I don't think that will happen.
And I do, so can we just change right now?
You want to?
Yeah, I think it's okay.
No, we can't do that. That's not in the spirit of the game. And Duda and Anderson and Jamin deserve better.
Well, we can
we're not doing
that.
We
want to switch.
Currently, three of us are at 6-1. Yours truly, Jeff and Jamin. Duda at 5-2.
Poor guy.
So if Baltimore wins this game tonight, I win the week if they win it by more than three.
There you go. Well, how many points did I accumulate?
31, 32 for me, 33 for Jamin.
I don't believe that for a minute.
I don't care what you believe.
What do you have tonight on
I
the
only
game?
Picked Vegas for 1 point.
Okay. That's too bad.
And Jamin only picked them for 1 point. Yeah. You picked them for four.
You guys both stink.
Duda picked them for six.
It's upsetting.
Doc Rivers out with the Clippers. It's kind of surprising, but now all the speculation is that he'll go to Houston.
Yeah,
and that would seem to be a good fit.
Seems to be a great fit. That seems like one of those moves that'll be done tomorrow.
Clippers are going to go completely backwards here, aren't they?
I don't know. I was thinking
they are.
What can they get if they package a Landry Shamet, and Victor Oladipo's looking to get out of Indiana? I don't know if a Shamet plus package would be good enough to get Oladipo, but they're gonna shake it up again. I think they'll try to add a piece more than they will try to see if their other pieces come along a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. They'll
be coached by Ty Lue, I would guess.
They're done.
They're not done. They have Kawhi Leonard and Paul George and Lou Williams.
Paul George can't.
Why are you so anti-Paul
George guy?
Why?
He never wins anything.
Well, a lot of people don't. Are you not a big James Harden guy? Are you not a big Russell Westbrook
guy? Not really.
Guy? Giannis?
You know who I'm a big guy of?
LeBron.
LeBron.
I understand that.
He wins.
Well, he loses a lot, too.
In the finals. This is his 10th finals.
I get it.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
Are you a big Andre Iguodala guy? Now he's been to six.
He's a glue guy.
Six straight.
He's a tremendous asset to that Miami team. Came off the bench yesterday. That team is so much fun to watch. I don't know who I'm pulling for.
I don't either. This is a tough one for me because I typically like dynasties, and not that the Lakers would be that, but LeBron would get an extra ring and the Lakers would reestablish. And then Miami, this completely new roster with guys that are inexperienced in this at this level, kind of want to see them win.
Plus, you know, we're accumulating items for an auction for League 42 sometime in the spring. And today I sent out an email to all of the NFL people to see what they might be willing to share. But the Miami Heat is sending us a signed Heat basketball. Now, that was determined a few weeks back. Nobody thought the Heat would get to the finals.
Well, then you want that.
And certainly no one thought that they would win a championship in the year of the pandemic in the bubble. A signed 2020 Heat basketball. What do you got that worth, pal?
It'll be
if they win the NBA title.
It'll be huge. That'll probably be as Joe Rocco says, a $500 item.
That's only $500? Call Rocco. Joe, if you're listening, call us at 869. Max, get Joe Rocco.
I drove by Riverfront Stadium that said, "Welcome Joe Rocco." He was out visiting the yard today.
It said, "Welcome Joe Rocco?"
On the scoreboard, yeah.
Wonder what it'd say if you. Why do you have your shoes off? Why do you mess with your toes? This is something that's bothered me for years.
But why do you care, though?
I don't understand.
Why do you do the stuff that you do? Why do you wear that white turtleneck?
It's time to air it out. I don't understand, first of all, why you take your shoes off.
Do you see my feet when I take my shoes off?
Well, wear socks.
Covered in welts.
Wear socks.
I do. I'm not an idiot.
And secondly, why are you always messing with your toes?
Because I'm a fidgety person. I'll touch this, or I'll grab this, or I'll play with this, or I'll look at my phone.
Do any of those other than your toes.
Well, I'm gonna just mess with my toes.
That's such a
relentlessly
strange,
now.
Where was I even? I mean, it's disconcerting.
Miami Heat basketball. What's it worth?
Someday I'm gonna take my shoe off.
Call Joe. Do it. I don't care. Play with your toes.
I don't get it.
Feet are gross.
It is.
But
it's
I don't
it's
really
gross
care.
Looking at that.
My feet are okay. They're not.
Your feet are terrible looking.
They're not. My feet are the most normal-looking feet in history.
I don't need to do this show and be subjected to your feet and you touching them. I deserve better.
You really don't.
This is my house.
Well, sorry. I got to kick back, you know? Kick off my shoes.
That's fine. But then don't.
But I can't touch my toe? I don't.
No.
That's a strange rule to have in your house.
It's not allowed.
Fine.
So anyway,
other stuff.
If we're able to get Joe Rocco on the show, I would love to ask him what. I would think that in an auction, that thing, you get the right NBA person out there that understands the unique nature of this season, the extreme odds that existed for the Miami Heat, and you got a signed basketball by Bam Adebayo and
Jim. Well, the NBA Finals
and Tyler Hero and Duncan Rock. That thing could go for millions.
Not to mention Jimmy Butler.
Love Jimmy Butler.
Eric Spoelstra.
Right.
Not that his.
So when you say 500, that's disappointing to me.
Well, that's my guess. I don't know.
869-1240. Caller number one, what would you give for the Heat basketball?
How are you doing on teams that respond?
Not great.
No, I'm saying when they do respond, do most of them say yes?
A few have said yes. We've had 10 or so. But a lot of them send me to a website. I have to go through a protocol, and I have to jump through the hoops. And then they only give to charities in their region. And instead of just saying, The Packers, for instance, they get 1,200 requests a month, according to their person that I spoke with. So they are not able to help us.
Right.
Okay. But you could. Yeah. So I'm probably going to go to Jordy Nelson and say, Jordy, how about getting me a signed Packers jersey?
Hey, maybe so.
Let's get
that
to the phone.
That is a lot of responses, though. A lot of requests.
Listen. You got to make every attempt.
When you tell them about how you came upon their contact information, I don't know if you want that out.
I'm not going to talk about that.
But does that help?
Sure. Hey, Virgil, you're on the show. How are you?
Pretty good, guys. First of all, that was a pretty powerful interview with the Wichita State survivor. That was awesome. So good job on
Thank
that.
You.
Occasionally, you guys do good work. So I want to give you
well,
few and far between.
Once in a while.
And props to Bob for winning the week. Sounds like he's got the right pick tonight, going with the Ravens.
I did pick the Ravens. I'm nervous about it. I'm upset about my loss to the schoolyard bullies in fantasy football. That upset me tremendously over the weekend. I just couldn't get anything going with my guys. And you're in a dogfight with Jason Duda.
I've lost five receivers so far.
Join the dang club, man. Everybody's hurt.
I know. That's what's going to be the – that's what I said earlier about this game. I just because I think this game's going to be played again later on when it matters. So I'm hoping both teams come out of the game healthy, because I think that's going to be the key to whoever survives in the postseason is health, as long as you don't lose key players.
I got to tell you, Josh Leach with Russell Wilson and Alvin Kamara
crushed me yesterday.
That team looks formidable. I'm a little worried that Josh Leach might run away with this fantasy league of ours.
Well, you never know. I mean, just like I said, Russell Wilson's on fire. There's no doubt about that. I mean, 14 touchdowns in three games. At some point, though, they're going to play a team with a little bit of defense, maybe, and maybe that changes. So we'll see.
Yeah, maybe.
So
what would you give me for a Miami Heat signed basketball?
Since I'm a Lakers fan, probably hope it diminishes in value over the next couple weeks. But they're an amazing story. They're playing really good team basketball.
You know, I'm sorry, Virgil. I'm stepping all over you. But if I were a Lakers fan, and I like the Lakers. I think they'll probably win, but I don't know that. Miami is really good.
Yeah, it's tough for me because I'm a Lakers fan, but I'm not a big LeBron James guy. So, you know, it's kind of a hit and miss thing there. I mean, I appreciate LeBron as a player. I mean, the talent's unreal, and he's a stat stuffer and all that. And just some of the things he's said in the past and some of the ways he's done things have kind of rubbed me a little wrong way. But if he brings it up, will we hang another banner up there in Ty Boston? I'll be happy as can be. And tonight's game, look for Marcus Peters to make a big play in the game, and that'd be the difference in the game. The Ravens are going to win by about five.
Be a fun game. We look forward to it. Thanks, Virgil.
He said Ravens by five. That's what I have now, too, 36-31. Isn't that what I said?
Except you picked the Chiefs to cover.
I'm dumb. That was a bad pick.
What changed over the weekend?
I just think the Ravens are better. I don't know why I think that.
Well, didn't you think that Thursday?
I don't know. Probably. But I know that the Chiefs added Edwards-Helaire, but the Ravens add J.K. Dobbins and Patrick Queen to this team that's already just loaded. And I think they're better.
I think you would have thought that Thursday. That's my point.
I don't know. Who cares?
Maybe you were rubbing your toes at the time.
In my head that it would be a 3-point game.
And got confused.
These are nice toes.
They are gross toes.
No, they're not. Don't put that out on the air. My toes are fine.
No one wants to see anyone else's toes.
I know. But as far as feet go, mine are as just unnoticeable.
When I'm always wearing shoes, that's the kind thing to do.
I never wear shoes.
In a house.
Hate wearing shoes.
And outside of a house.
If we didn't have rocks as our driveway, gravel, then I probably would never wear shoes.
Really?
But when I go outside, I got, you know.
To work, you wouldn't wear shoes?
Yeah, I would, but you know what I'm saying.
What a ugh!
Had my shoes off briefly.
That really gave me kind of
you'll get over it. Who likes shoes?
A sickening feeling.
Shoes suck.
869-1240. I guess Joe Rocco's not listening, so I'll call him after the show.
What would be your buy it now price on eBay? I know you're not selling it on eBay, but
I don't have it yet.
But would you try for a grand? Like, okay.
Of course.
But that would be
a
your
Heat signed basketball.
That would be your you can have it price. You don't think it would go higher or
Bam could be in the Hall of Fame someday.
Jimmy Butler will be in the Hall of Fame someday.
He's less likely.
Bill Self's in.
Tyler Hero could be a Hall of Fame player. I don't know how good he's going to be. He's 20 for crying out loud.
He is.
He's got ice in his veins. This guy's incredible. He loves taking big shots. He feels they are fun to watch.
I understand that. They shoot a lot of threes. They make a lot of them. They're athletic. They're fun. They're tough. They've got all the elements.
Back to the telephone, we've got Matt at 869-1240. Matt.
Hey, guys. How about we do a little over-under on what we think the basketball's going to go for?
And the winner gets it? What are you saying?
Yeah, no, I'm saying between you and Jeff.
All right, I'll set.
What was the question?
We'll just do an over-under. I'll set the over-under at $700.
Oh, that's an over. Don't you think, Matt?
I believe so. I mean, come on. I mean, they got to be. Got to be an over.
Now, this is
that,
here's why. And it only pertains to the Heat winning the title, okay?
Not necessarily.
But if they win the title, they will have done so against extreme odds. They will have done so against the Lakers. They will have done so during – hold on. They will have done so during a pandemic, and they will have done so in the bubble.
I like Matt's
point. It's a historic year. What was Matt's point?
Against LeBron. That was way better than all the stuff you had.
Yeah, against LeBron, and then probably the next face of the league in Anthony Davis when LeBron – gives up his crown, right? I mean,
well, you've got a lot of.
You know what? The more I talk about this, the more I think the Heat will win, because I think they've got more good players than the Lakers.
Maybe you ought to bump it up to 1,000, Bob.
I will. Thank you.
They probably have three through seven. Thank you, Matt.
One more thing: have you guys noticed in the first 3 weeks of the NFL? Have you seen that much offensive holding on the line?
I haven't kept track of it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I know the Raiders held a fair amount yesterday.
I just don't recall seeing that much. It seemed like you'd see about five or six of them a game, and I just don't – it doesn't seem to be as prevalent anymore. I don't know if they're really trying to open up the – scoring a little or what, but...
Well, remember, too, there aren't stadiums filled with people making noise that linemen can't hear the count either.
Absolutely. That was a big deal in the Packers-Saints game last night. So, all right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Matt. We appreciate it. We'll take a break, come back, and talk with Wichita Collegiate football coach Troy Black. Spartans are unbeaten, have quite a quarterback. And they knocked off Halstead on Friday night. Troy Black, our guest next, The Drive on KFA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.